Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it's Halloween. It's already Halloween, but even though it's not Halloween night yet, the night when all the demons and ghouls come out to play. This is the scariest Halloween of my life.
What are they playing? Dungeons and Dragons?
They're playing Dungeons and Dragons. Okay. If you're ready to see that.
Yes.
Turns out people don't care about Dungeons and Dragons. But beside that, let me tell you why this is the scariest Halloween of my life. So it's actually October 29th, 2 days before Halloween, that this story takes place.
Okay.
It's a Wednesday, which in itself, not frightening. I worked a normal day in my very boring office. Nothing exciting happened. Traffic was long. It was almost 2 hours to get home. I had stopped at a convenience store to get a score bar. Now, other people will tell you it's not the candy bar to get, but I love a score bar. Probably more than the Heath bar. So I arrive at my house at approximately 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the witching hour. And who's at the top of my steps waiting to see me but my wife? Now, this is not normally a terrifying incident. Perhaps there will be some rage, but it's not terror. And she says,
"I'm pregnant."
Actually, Don, she says, "I still haven't had my period. And my cramps have been bad for a couple weeks now. And I feel very nauseous." So she goes to the CVS and purchases a home pregnancy test.
Did she get some candy corn too?
And some candy corn M&Ms that look very delightful. So she goes into the bathroom. She takes the test. And I guess we'll find out what happened in roughly 9 months.
What does that mean?
I felt like we were going into the fifth inning there of the Orioles game from the end of that song. That
next
organ.
Up for the Orioles, the designated hitter, Nelson Cruz.
That was it.
That was your. What does that mean?
What do you mean?
Is she pregnant?
No, she's not pregnant at all. Thankfully, not the scariest Halloween of my life after that was ended. But there was an hour of time that I was literally the most terrified I've ever been in my entire life. Just terrifying.
You could spend some time here in my house.
Well, that's a good point.
Wow.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Why don't you move? Why don't you move to
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We didn't see each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
Radio for Winners, another episode. Jeremy, Tony, Cherokee, Don, live in studio, the Beat Lab, the Ravens logo. I can see in the background Cherokee Don wearing his Ravens sweatshirt, or is that a fleece jacket or sweater, which is, basically what Don wears every single episode that we do the show. In fact, if you look on his Facebook page, all you'll see is him wearing some kind of Ravens logoed item, as well as an Orioles cap. He's very Baltimore. He should be called Baltimore Don. No longer.
No longer the Red Crow.
We're fine. And, it's no different than you wearing something that has Spartan race on it.
That is very true. In fact, I only wear race T-shirts these days.
Yes. And usually you're wearing some sort of a headband.
That is true as well. I am mentally ill. I live in a former psychiatric hospital.
And again, you can't see it, but here, I'll show you what I'm wearing on my head.
Well, this is good for everyone at home.
Yeah.
It's a nose hat.
Yes.
Well, it is Halloween. I didn't make that part up. Yes. The rest of it's true,
too. Technically, tonight it's Devil's Night if you're in Detroit and you're lighting the city on fire. Or it's Mischief Night, which is what it was known in my area of Arnold, Maryland.
Is Midshipman Night or is it
Midshipman's Midship. Night? That's where you go out and you pick up a midshipman, you give him a back rub the day
back
before
rub.
Halloween.
Now you blow him.
That was the family-friendly version.
Can you really light Detroit on fire anymore, or has it all just burned there? When they talk about Detroit, I watch the Lions football game, and there's people at the football game.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that they describe Detroit, no one lives there.
In the city, there are blocks that are just vacant. But people that are coming to see the Lions are coming from all throughout the state.
I just pictured Michigan to be desolate. Like, nobody lives there anymore. Like, a Dakota. No one lives in a Dakota. Right?
I mean, apparently someone lives in the Dakotas.
Cherokee Don lives in the Dakotas.
Cherokee Don the Red Crow moves into the Dakotas.
It's pretty much what I got going on.
So while my wife is not pregnant, Don, we did miss last week's show, if anyone did not pick up, was a pre-recorded mess where we talked about fast food for a half an hour. Because you missed the week because you had a life-changing event.
I did. I got audited by the IRS.
Oh, man.
Don will be living in a prison cell for the next 5 to 10, so we'll be looking for a replacement.
So my wife had a baby.
That's true, and it was yours.
It was.
That is good.
It was definitely mine. There was some thoughts there for a while. We had a baby girl. It was another wonderful experience.
Sure.
Now have three girls and one boy here in the house, and I have officially moved out here into the Beatland.
I was going to say, you have some blankets on the couch, which is nice.
There's a pullout right there. There's some blankets. There's a fridge full of beer, and my son sleeps on the pool table. So
nice.
That's where we've been pushed out to. But yeah, so everything went good. So we did have a pre-recorded episode. Why do we sell it as a pre-recorded episode? Why can't we just sell it as a regular episode? I feel like we sell ourselves short by saying it's a pre-recorded
episode.
Well,
I think in some cases it helps when we're only going to talk about things without news, without sports coverage, without things we normally do.
Hey, wait a minute. We're 3 minutes into the show. Is it time to start the news yet?
Let's start it. That is very rude. But I did get... I did get some feedback about that show. Actually, that show, the fast food show, very highly regarded.
Yeah.
Except that I forgot in the middle of the show, for whatever reason, I recommended McDonald's to the listeners as if they had never heard of it before. I believe I just was like, I highly recommend the number two, you know, the cheeseburgers. But I think it was better than I thought it would be. But I didn't mind saying that was pre-recorded because that also let people know that we've got lives. We've got stuff going on. And that the next episode was going to be Cracker Jack amazing. And right now they're all very disappointed. They waited for this.
We don't have lives. We generally do a live show every week.
That's right.
We very rarely do a pre-recorded show.
I know, but that's why we tell them when it is so that no one thinks we're trying to pull the wool over their eyes, Don.
I'm telling you. Theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind.
Well, since it's Halloween.
One thing. I know we could use a couple extra iTunes reviews. We could use more listener email.
More listeners.
Any kind of sign that anybody is actually listening. Any sign.
That wasn't desperate at all.
That's the desperate. While we play our clutch retraction for that, so I can take that back. In fact, it's actually a retraction. We are not being desperate. We're actually doing very, very well. It's just we can't tell.
It's true. We have many, many listeners who don't in any way contact us or get involved with the show. We're huge in Pakistan. Huge.
Fantastic.
People love our Facebook page.
They do.
They don't like it, but they love it.
They don't hit that little button. They don't add a comment.
Hey, before we leave the Halloween talk, because I feel like you guys want to pass by that.
No, I would just we're just talking. We're just pros, man. Things.
I don't like Halloween movies. I don't. I was thinking about that earlier. I don't like the Halloween movie, the series itself. I don't like that. I don't like Carrie's. I don't like the Carrie movies. I think those are terrible.
I think there's only one of those.
No, they do like a remake, like every single every 5-10 years.
You've never seen Carrie 12?
Carrie 12 in space.
But it's a remake, and they're always
awful.
He's
watching pornos.
Friday the 13th, awful series. Awful series.
Do you like any horror movies?
Do you seek out horror movies?
I like The Shining. I thought The Shining was it. That's not really a horror movie.
That's one of my favorite movies.
That's a good movie, but...
That actually scared me when I watched it when I was four.
It's inappropriate for a four-year-old.
The hell was he watching it at four?
So you don't even like the original Halloween? The original Halloween is a classic.
They all suck.
What about the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Not as good as you'd think, but it's still not a bad movie.
I didn't think it was that bad of a movie.
When I watched it now, I've watched it recently. I mean, I remember it being amazing. I watched it recently, and nothing really happens in it.
What about anything with the Wayans brothers?
Now, those are good. Those are good movies.
I think the White series Chicks I hate the most be. Is Nightmare on Elm Street. Absolutely horrible.
How do you hate Nightmare on Elm Street?
It's just awful. And it's just Freddy Krueger just comes across some gay dude who has bad skin. It's like, come on, bro. All right,
a gay
it.
Dude with bad skin.
And he's like, in your dreams? Come on.
Oh, Jesus.
He's in your dreams.
Well, that's true. He is in your dreams. But that's where he kills you. It's not like he's just in your dreams and you're at the beach. Oh no. That's the whole beginning.
What song is this?
This is DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Nightmare on My Street. I've got a whole lot of Halloween music. A whole lot of Halloween music ready for today. We don't have to listen to them. They're going to just play in the background nicely.
Oh, my God.
And no one will hear them.
Yeah, watch me fade that right off.
Oh. Fine. We'll stop playing my awesome Halloween music. You guys are soulless.
Sorry.
Soulless.
So, I mean, you know, it is coming up on the end of the season. I saw that you you went to your... we had the baby, so we couldn't do our annual pilgrimage to the pumpkin patch. But I saw that you did make it.
I did go to a pumpkin patch.
It looked
patch.
Like you've maybe gone more than once this season.
No, I only went once. We went to
just
one pumpkin patch.
Okay.
And it turns out that pumpkin patches are not fun.
Now, do you get the pressure from the wife to go on like a Sunday when there's like a bunch of sports on? Like, I'm gonna, you know, you better show your love for the family by going on a Sunday and giving up like a Sunday of sports?
I would say that there hasn't been a Sunday where I've been able to sit down and watch any sports because it's always the time to go do something. And the pumpkin patch was, in fact, on a Sunday when there was a Ravens game at 1, and at like 12:30, it's like, you know, we should go to the pumpkin patch today.
There haven't been a lot of primetime games this year. Usually you can get sneak at like a primetime game, and unfortunately this year's primetime game is this Sunday.
Yes.
Sunday at 8 o'clock. But it's past. It would be a little weird to go to a pumpkin patch on November the 2nd.
At 9 o'clock at night.
I'm here to get my jack-o'-lanterns!
Are they half off for next year?
I think so.
It was fine. Like, literally, we went to a field, and you drove out when like, a tractor, and you get to pick your pumpkin out. But one of my kids is still in a stroller and does not actually do anything. So we just sat on the side and let my older son and my wife go do all those fun things for an hour, and we looked at one goat. We looked at one goat for an hour.
And you get sucked into the thing where you have to put the money in the machine to feed the goat? You know what I mean?
Like, this wasn't a petting zoo. This was just a place that had goats.
Oh.
It's a weird peep show.
It came three times. But I was fine. We carved pumpkins. We're out in the front yard right now. I'm very excited about Parvin Pumpkins. I always like that stuff.
Parvin Pumpkins.
There's our new football name for Rindus Ronson.
Parvin Pumpkins. Now, do you do one of those creative like pumpkin carving things, or are you like you standard like you know the everything's a triangle, so like the nose is a triangle, the eyes are triangles, and then the mouth is just triangles upside down? Like, yes, that's what
all
you did?
I do is basic pumpkins.
So you don't have like the ones where you got to get a power drill out and like a reciprocating saw.
I'm not artistic, Don. I'm autistic, but I'm not artistic. I'm not good at carving pumpkins in any useful way. But I mean, it's fun. My kids liked it. It's just an excuse to throw pumpkin insides around the house.
I don't know if you noticed, we took it a step further this year. We actually didn't carve a single pumpkin. We just glued things onto the ones that we have on the front porch.
Well, that's what they did at like my kids' school. They just drew on pumpkins. That way, you don't have to worry about using knives.
Yep.
Now, Don, are you going to go out tomorrow night? Or tonight, I guess, since this will be up on Halloween Day?
Theater of the Mind.
Yep. Yes. Now, are you going to be out? Because now, like, your kids are actually able to, like, dress up. They're not just coming across as, like, lumps and weird outfits. They're actually able to move and stuff. So this has to be a fun, joyous night for you to go out and speed everybody through the house so you can get home in like 35 minutes.
Yeah. So yes, we're going out. I think we're even taking the baby out. So I think we have Anna and Elsa, and I think we have Olaf. And for those of you that don't know what those things are, just go ahead and shoot yourself now. And we have Batman. So
now, are you going to
dress the
up?
Baby as Batman?
What'd you say, Tony?
Are you dressing up?
I am not dressing up. Do you dress up?
I'm not dressing up. I mean, if I went to a party, which I'm not this year, I would dress up for the party, but I'm not going to dress to take my kids trick or treating.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not dressing them up. No.
Are you going to get your wagon out and just drive the family around the wagon?
Well, last year we did a hayride, so I pulled it with my tractor. And we're not doing that this year.
I pulled it with a tractor once.
Did you ever fall out with the guy who owned a tractor?
No, it's my tractor.
But the guy who owns like the trailer?
No, we're just it's just too much with the baby this year to do.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you ask that? That's weird.
I just heard rumors.
You heard rumors.
It's widespread. They're all the way in Asheville. Think about Don and his neighbor.
Taking us
all
the way
there was
down.
A bit of an issue last year during the hayride.
What was the issue?
You killed three people.
Yep.
You ran over three people.
I did. Dracula and
his son. Roy makes it awkward for the block party.
Wow.
That was maybe 2013 was the scariest Halloween ever. I could be wrong.
Man, I'm sorry. The Schlafly's pumpkin ale is kicking in.
Well, I'll tell you.
And I'll get drunk on one beer.
So when you do get the opportunity to have kids, I would definitely highly recommend that that you spend some time like I did last night at this lovely festivities. I took my my girls to Disney on Ice.
I bet Tony's never heard this song.
I have. Apparently.
It's my karaoke choice. When I go out to sing karaoke, I
choose
this. Now
here's the best part. Listen. You hear like the 30,000 kids?
Yeah, that doesn't sound good to me.
No, that's the point.
Now everyone's turned this off. They've gone to listen to something else.
I don't think so. I think that there's many of our listeners that are actually singing along with this song.
I doubt that strongly.
Yeah, no, I think that they're singing along with the song.
Yeah, there's definitely a couple of listeners that are out there that are singing along too. I'm pretty sure.
So I got to spend my evening last night at the Disney Frozen on Ice, listening to Anna and Elsa singing at the top of their lungs. So again, if you have an opportunity to experience that, I highly recommend that you find a way to get out of it. Now they serve alcohol at this function. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I mean, they don't serve it to children, right?
Well, no.
I mean, that would be a poor choice.
But there were a lot of dads in line, like, getting beers on a Wednesday night to sit through. Like, do you need alcohol that bad?
Yes.
Okay.
But I have a problem. We've already documented it.
That's true. Now, here's the other thing. Did you know that the First Mariner Arena is no longer the First Mariner Arena?
No, I did not know that.
So I thought it went back to the Baltimore Arena, but it's not the Baltimore Arena anymore.
What is it now?
The Royal Farms Arena.
Wow.
Does that mean all the food inside is Royal Farms?
There was nothing that smelled like Royal Farms in there, and I could not find any fried chicken in there.
That's
as well.
The most disappointing part of that statement.
There were a lot of Lodinata posters.
Well, that's good.
Which those commercials are getting really awful.
It's not like he's really selling it very hard.
I know, but did you see the one where he was playing tennis with a chicken wing?
No.
Yeah, he's playing tennis with a chicken wing.
Well, when you explained it before, it didn't make any sense. But when you said the exact same thing the second time, it's a full image in my mind now.
I highly recommend the number two at McDonald's.
If you've had the cheeseburgers, I highly recommend the cheeseburgers at McDonald's.
The cheeseburgers. Delicious.
So.
Yeah.
That was exciting.
Yeah. What else you got on that list there?
I have a lot of things on the list to talk about.
And you want to start?
Tony said he wasn't going to do any more races. We could talk about that.
I did the Spartan Beast last weekend, 12.5 miles, rolling terrain in Winnsboro, South Carolina.
Winnsboro?
Yeah, it's right about 25 minutes north of Columbia, South Carolina, which is the armpit of South Carolina.
Isn't that where the University of South Carolina is?
It is. The armpit of South Carolina.
Go Cox.
I spent one night there once, and it was not pleasant. Not pleasant. Anyhow.
Open it to the microphone. I mean, if you're going to open it up so that we can all hear it.
Right. Share now, with the class. Jeremy's trying to open up a fat snacks a little bit early, a little bit prematurely. Anyway, so I'm about 2 miles into this race, and I realize I hate it. But,
now, who were you doing it with?
By myself. Now, there's a couple of things that happened during the race I want to get your guys' take on. Whether or not you think this is appropriate. Okay, very early on,
I was masturbating.
There were some narrow trails, and all of a sudden there was like this huge slowdown. There was like just like a big backlog of people. Like people were walking, and this is like way too, like I'm out of shape and I can barely run, but this is like way too early to be not running.
Okay.
So people are like, what's going on here? You know, we paid all this money, we want to run. So I worked my way up the trail, and it turns out it's a dude in, like, in a wheelchair. Now... So this guy's doing the race in a wheelchair, which is admirable, but I was still annoyed by it.
My question is, how did the guy in the wheelchair get ahead of Tony?
Well, that's not that hard. Not that hard to do. But I was still annoyed by it.
Well, how does he get up the slopes and stuff?
No need for racism, Don.
Terrible. terrible.
Jeez.
I don't know. I don't know how he's doing it. And also, if you're going to keep to climb these walls, like these 6-8 foot tall walls, I mean, the guy has to have the wheelchair strapped onto him, right? I mean, that's kind of cheating if he's not going to use the wheelchair to climb over the walls, right? I mean,
he probably goes around them, to be honest. Yeah,
see, I don't think you should do that. I think if you're going to do the race, you do the race.
And you have to pay extra?
For the wheelchair?
Well, would you have to pay the same amount if you were competing in a wheelchair?
Probably. Yeah, you have to pay the whatever the fee is, yeah.
But how do you go up the hills in a wheelchair?
I think you have people pushing them.
So they're getting a good workout.
Maybe that I could compete in a Spartan race. Will you do that with me?
With you in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
sure. Why not, Don? It's...
So that what else happened? If that
all right,
was the first
here's
thing.
Here's the thing that happened. I wanted to get your guys' input on. So before the race, you know, I didn't have a chance to do the business. And I'm not talking Morning Joe business. I'm just talking regular number two business.
This took a turn.
So I go into the Port-a-John. I'm sitting down there and I'm dropping some loads. Jeez. And all of a
sudden, I don't think that's the right phrase.
I don't think that's the right. Yep.
That is not the right phrasing. I'm doing
he's dropping loads in the porta potty.
It was the Morning Joe business.
That's a fancy porta potty.
I swear I was not jacking off in this porta potty. I was just taking a dump, but for some reason I can't get around saying stuff that makes it sound like I was jacking off. Anyway, so I'm squeezing off one. And,
this is a new low for Radio for Waves.
I swear to God, I've only had one beer and I'm like already hammered. Oh man, so there I was, choking the chicken. That's terrible.
That's not making any sense for pooping.
Wow.
I just ruined the show. So there I am picking a dump. All of a sudden, this girl opens up the door.
Oh no.
And I thought I would be mortified, right? You know, I thought I would be like completely mortified.
Angry?
That this happened. I thought I'd be angry or like freaked out. I really had to go to the bathroom, so I wasn't even fazed by it. I'm assuming that she was probably more mortified than I was. And I'm thinking, that kind of made me think about, I think I would actually be more mortified if I walked in on somebody versus somebody walking in on me. I think I'm fine
now,
with it.
Now, did you not lock the door? Did you not turn the thing down to lock
Tony? That's the weird thing. I swear I had the thing locked fully.
I'd be mortified. I'd walked in and see some dude jacking off inside of a porta potty.
Just screaming, dropping loads.
Dropping loads! Spartan Race 2014, Columbia, South Carolina.
So other than that you got held up by a handicapped person and that somebody walked in on you dropping loads in a port-a-john, did everything else seem fine with this, or were you just done with these because it's too long and too boring?
It turns out 12 miles is not fun, and it took me 4 hours, and I think I'm done with the four-hour races. And also, I get these weird rashes the entire next week. Like, my legs itch.
It's probably from the port-a-john,
to be honest with you. I was thinking
there's a good shot.
Doing that.
I'm 38 years old. No, 37. And I don't know, Liam, I've never dumped in a port-a-john, and I will not for the rest of my life.
Oh, you never have?
I mean, I've gone to a port-a-john, but not to dump. I won't. I'd rather just crap on the middle of a field in front of a group of people.
That's horrible. I had to do it once. Oh, it's horrible. It is the worst
Especially,
experience.
Like, I mean, I didn't go to this event with you, but the last Tough Mudder I went to, I went into any of the port-a-johns, and there is so much poop in them that it's like if I sat down, my balls would rest on someone else's turds. I'm not doing it. I will not. I will openly shit in a sink before I do that.
This is horrible.
All right. Well, then you know what? We have to move on with another Halloween themed song, and then we'll continue to talk.
This is not a Halloween song.
I believe this is one of the scariest songs ever written. I'm terrified of trains and working.
Come on, Ravens fans, get up on your feet!
Okay, so.
Oh, I love that my baby takes the morning.
Doesn't
train.
Get any better than that. So I did get some feedback. I mentioned before the show to you guys, I did get actual feedback this time. I'm not making it up.
All right.
That not only was the food show better than I would have expected, but apparently, you know what people like less than obstacle racing talk? The 30 seconds I talked about Dungeons & Dragons. I got no less than 10 emails or texts or just straight up, like someone walked me up to me in the street and said, never talk about D&D again, or I'm never listening to the podcast.
So my son comes home the other day. He goes, Daddy, look what I got. And I go, what is that? He goes, it's a Pokemon card. And he goes, do you know anything about it?
You angrily ripped it up?
No.
No, that's not happening here, boy.
He said, do you know what they are? I said, no, but guess who does? I'm sure Mr. Jeremy can sit down and explain to you from start to finish the entire concept of the Pokemon cards.
I sold Pokemon cards when I worked at the comic store, but I never actually got into Pokemon cards. That was after the point where I was playing like Magic and things that we talked about previously. Again, people don't want to hear about these things, though.
But then he got a pack of cards, so he bought his first pack of cards, mm-hmm. and then he opened it, and I kept looking for that $32,000.
It won't be in that Pokemon card.
Yeah.
No chance.
So was it the audio that we played, or was it your description of how horrible Magic is?
It was in general that no one wants to hear me get excited about Dungeons & Dragons. The Magic part wasn't as bad as the Dungeons & Dragons talk. So there will be no more Dungeons & Dragons talk, and I've scrapped the plan to have a two-hour game I run of Dungeons & Dragons with you guys. Not going
to
happen.
I was kind of looking forward to being an orc.
It's going to be a good time. So that's no longer happening. I got a number of comments that I'm not good at the news. I'm not good at talking up the news.
What?
Yep. I mean, aside from you guys who say it every week.
I think you're the only one that's capable of doing it. I'm terrible at it.
I bet Don could do it.
You think so?
You want to talk up the news, Don?
I don't know. Let's try it.
Go for it. Just do the main intro, the one where it's just about general news that doesn't have the topics.
Okay,
we're going
to hit the button.
Oh, you ready?
Now it's time for Radio for Winners and the News. Yes, Radio for Winners and the News. Now it's my turn to talk about Radio for Winners and the News, because we talk about all the latest and greatest things that are going on in the world today. And the reason that I'm talking is because Jeremy sucks.
That was rude.
Wow.
That was rude.
I thought that was pretty good, Don.
That was actually dead on. That was pretty good. I hit it twice because it ended.
Hmm.
Empty cart. Look what you've done.
What happened to that?
You broke it.
Oh, no. I'd like to have a little bit of a retraction. I don't think Jeremy sucks.
I also feel bad about the wheelchair comment.
You want a retraction, too? Here you go.
Sorry about the wheelchair comment. Although, really, what are you doing the race for? Come on, dude. Just stay home.
Okay. We've now offended everybody. Well, the World Series is over.
It is
over. The Giants won in Game 7. I watched a total of maybe 30 minutes between all seven games after the O's were knocked out of the ALCS. I stopped paying attention in any way to the World Series other than just to check scores. Did you watch any of the Don?
So I watched. I got the opportunity to actually have a meal of food last night.
A meal of
an
food.
Entire meal of food at about 11.
We're the dumbest people on earth.
I got to have an entire meal of food at 11 o'clock last night after coming home from Frozen on Ice, right? So I got to sit down and watch the last part of the World Series. So I got to see the Giants win. But then, Tony, did you see it last night at all?
No, I missed all of it.
So this is what I saw. I like to stay up and see who wins the MVP award. So I stayed up last night, and this is what I heard, and I got to see it. I couldn't believe that I was seeing it firsthand, and it was just horrible.
Thanks, Madison. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
As the official sponsor or the official vehicle of Major League Baseball, Chevrolet is proud.
What's this guy look like?
This,
Chris Farley
award.
Plus 250.
Okay.
Along with our dealers,
he keeps looking at his hand.
He has a note card.
Honored to give back to this sport by supporting baseball in cities and towns across this nation. At Chevrolet, we have also been proud of the latest and greatest technology in our truck lineup, which is the all-new 2015 Chevy Colorado. It combines class-winning and leading
my favorite part.
You know, technology and stuff with Wi-Fi powered by OnStar.
Technology and stuff.
To recognize your performance in this 2014 World Series, I proudly present
he
to
reaches
you
into his deep
very
pocket.
Own set of keys to a brand new 2015 Chevy Colorado. Congratulations.
Now, he was very excited.
He's a little nervous. You can tell, you can hear the sweat through the audio. He's a little nervous.
And did I hear, wasn't this this truck recalled?
Like, yes. So that was the other great thing, is that the truck has already been recalled.
Good job, MVP. Here's your broken truck.
So this guy, his name is Rick. I think it's Rick Wild. So
hey, Rick Wild
in the morning.
Rick Wild in the morning. Kansas City's own KHT5. All right. So then it starts. People start tweeting this because I thought that I'm the only one that saw it. So like I'm like, oh, that was hysterical. Like, what's wrong with this guy? I didn't think anybody else saw it. So then it starts hitting Twitter. I'm up at 1 o'clock in the morning last night. I'm reading. I'm laughing. So Brad Keselowski, he drives. He's a NASCAR driver. He drives a Ford. He tweets out, "Hate that I turned the channel before hashtag technology and stuff debuted at the World Series." Then somebody else goes, "I love hashtag Chevy guy. I'm a firm believer in ditching the prepared script and freelancing. Hashtag technology and stuff."
That's already far more successful than any of our hashtags we've attempted to start.
It's fantastic. So this is all over the place. So Chevy even tweeted out this morning, "We would love for you to come and test drive hashtag technology and stuff, the new 2015 Chevy Colorado."
You think that guy's never allowed to go on any kind of media again?
I just picture it as there's a bunch of executives drunk off their ass at Game 7 of the World Series, and the only sober guy left is somewhat sober, Rick Wild. And they say, "Rick, you gotta go downstairs and present the truck to
I can't
MVP.
Do it. You gotta do it. You gotta
I wrote
do
some
it.
Notes down on a card for you, so make sure you go through them and read them real closely."
Or the guy who was gonna do it got so drunk he's asleep in a chair, and they're like, "I guess I'll go up there."
He's in the bed of the Colorado, sitting back there out in the middle of the field.
Busy having a meal of food and was unable to get down.
I think it was hashtag entire meal
hashtag
of food.
Entire meal of food. That's going to take off.
I see a lot of fantasy football names changing this week.
Everyone's name will be that and then my tiny penis. Do you like movies? We learned earlier today Tony doesn't like any good movies. He only likes terrible movies. Well, I love two movies that came out when we were kids. I used to love them a lot. Pee-wee's Big Adventure and Big Top Pee-wee, and here comes a third. There's a brand new Pee-wee Herman movie coming next year.
I saw it. I got very excited.
I'm very excited. Pee-wee's Big Adventure was one of the best movies ever.
And let's not forget Pee-wee's actual big adventure of him masturbating in that theater in Florida.
Not filmed, so I did not see it. But I'm pretty sure it just looked like a guy masturbating in a theater, and we've all seen that. So,
how? How old? Man, is the
what would it sound like if Pee-wee Herman met Miss Doubtfire?
How old?
Hello!
Oh, this is the dumbest show that's ever happened.
Sorry, Tony's been trying to talk for 5 minutes, and I'm over here going,
"We just did hello." Okay,
sorry, Tony.
So, what is the deal with Pee-wee Herman? I mean, what is the? How old is this character supposed to be? Because at the point now, he's like 55, 60. It's
right, he's
not,
supposed
not
to be
fun.
Kind of a
he's 63, I think.
An unaging man child.
He's 63. The hair dye is getting a little thick. My question is Francis going to be in this movie?
Oh, I hope so.
All right,
you got to have Francis.
You got to have Francis in the tub.
Oh, that's all he should do is hang out in the tub the whole time.
The sexy music when you talk about Francis and all Francis should
do. You just pointed at the sound machine, but I have no idea what you're going to play. I was going to be like,
"You should just..."
Play all the clips at once. Make everyone sad.
Oh, that should be a button.
So, yeah, no, I'm very excited about it. How do you not like Pee-wee Herman, Tony?
It's just, I mean, it was fine 25 years ago.
Did you get up and used to watch him on Saturday mornings?
No. Absolutely not.
What did you do on Saturday mornings?
I was a big
as a kid,
cartoon
not now,
guy.
Now we know.
So strictly animated cartoons. None of this live action stuff.
Pee Wee's Playhouse was on in the block of cartoons.
I would not watch. I'd be watching. I feel like that came on after I stopped watching cartoons.
Well, that's because you're dead
big,
inside,
like,
Tony.
Thundercats.
I think we got a whole new episode here.
What was that one? He-Man. I liked He-Man.
Of course he did. He liked superheroes that didn't wear shirts.
This is very awkward. I liked He-Man. I liked
Voltron.
Thundercats. I liked Voltron. G.I. Joe. I watched all those cartoons.
So you really aren't excited in the least that there could be a new amazing Pee Wee Herman movie
coming. No, I won't watch it in theaters. I won't watch it when it comes out the Netflix. I will not watch it. I don't want. I mean, it can't be possibly be good. And you know, yeah. I mean, once he shot his load in a theater, I mean, come on, guys.
I can't. I just picture, by the way, him masturbating in a theater with the principal from Ferris Bueller. Because didn't he do that too?
I don't know. He got caught for child pornography.
Oh, okay.
That's totally different.
That's a little bit more of extreme. But
Fred Willard got caught for jerking off it.
Yes. But I can't. I mean, I can't hear the about the Alamo without thinking about where Pee Wee Herman's bicycle is
in the basement.
It's at the Alamo in the basement.
That's right. Large Marge. That's one of the scariest things in any movie ever.
Tell him Large Marge sent you.
It's like she's really here.
Who needs a sound effects board when you have Don?
You got Don, I mean,
cranking out these.
Donnie needs some sleep.
Well, it's almost over, Don. We have a couple more things to talk about, including. Remember a couple months ago, we did all the Lay's chips tasting thing as part of our Fat Snacks? We had a couple different bags of chips. We didn't like most of them, but that doesn't matter. Well, Lay's has finally made a decision, and thankfully for all of us, they made the right one.
I saw this.
So there were four flavors. There was bacon, mac, and cheese, which horrible. We tasted. It was not good, but it wasn't terrible. There was cappuccino, which was a horrible chip, but would have been a great cookie.
Yeah.
There was mango salsa, which tasted like mango salsa and then buttholes.
Yes.
Not good. That's not one I would pick.
Not good.
And then there was the wasabi ginger, which was heavenly.
And we liked that.
We did. So that means I figured no one else would like it, especially because when you go to the store, not now, but when the chips were on there, that was the only one that was in stock, is that and the cappuccino, which I knew nobody would like that. Well, turns out America voted, and they chose, and it's going to be wasabi ginger.
Yeah!
Thank you, America. You've made a great decision. Hopefully you'll do the same thing in 2016. What?
Is there?
I have no idea what I'm even talking about.
Are we picking a new chip?
We're picking a new chip in 2016. What do you think I meant?
I'm voting for Ponch. I'm voting for Ponch.
That's terrible.
This show went off the rails.
It did.
About 25 minutes ago.
You know how it gets back on the rails? With a segment that ties into the last news item, Fat Snacks Halloween Edition. Like that, huh? God. That's fancy. Because it's Halloween.
Yeah.
And that means you give out candy to children.
I'm
and you don't
child.
Get arrested this time.
Okay.
What kind of candy are you giving out at your house, Don?
I think we're giving out... I have no idea.
Okay, well, I'm giving out Nerds because there's no chance of me eating them. If I buy a bag of candy I like, I will eat all of it well before time kids come by.
We might have a friend of ours that will be at your house first thing tomorrow morning.
To get all the Nerds and put them in one big shoebox. But since last year, I think six kids came by my house, I'll probably have a lot of Nerds to give him.
You have a really tall flight of steps. Do you go sit at the bottom or do you make them come all the way up top?
Well, if I'm home, I'll sit at the bottom. If not home, I'll just put a bowl out and still no one will take it.
All right.
Because I have to take my own kids out trick-or-treating and all.
I gotcha.
Well, Don, last week or 2 weeks ago when I was here, you were eating candy corn.
I love
the
candy
world's
corn.
Worst candy.
It's not. It's fantastic. Oh.
Do you like candy corn, Tony?
No.
No one likes candy corn.
It really is. That's like the candy that... I don't even know how you get that candy. I don't understand why it's still made.
That's
it
fantastic.
Tastes like wax and sadness.
No.
I hate
but
it.
Then again, I like cherry sour, so I'm probably...
See?
I mean,
and you like Werther's Original.
And the Score Bar. I love these candies.
We have terrible tasting candy.
Well, there's a special limited edition M&M white chocolate candy corn flavor.
Oh, no, there's different colors.
Well, they're all the same. It's candy corn, so
but
it just tastes
Don doesn't
like
this.
But each, I'm just wondering, are you sure that they're the same?
Yep, this tastes like candy corn to me. I'm not having any more of these. This is absolutely the worst candy I've ever eaten.
The yellow don't taste too good.
Oh my god,
these taste like crap.
This is never. I'm never going to get this taste out of my mouth.
These don't taste like candy corn.
They taste like candy corn to me.
No, they don't.
I hate candy corn, and I hate these.
Wow, even Cherokee Don doesn't.
Wow, these are horrible.
He's had like six though. As he sits there, just how bad they are. He's had six or seven.
Well, no, they have different colors. So, like you know, the
all M&Ms taste the same. The green ones make you horny.
No, they don't. They make me hit a home run.
That's how you hit the home run. Put a extra spring in your bed, huh? What?
You know, now that the baby's here, you know what's going on in my house? Nothing.
Yeah, it's about the same as mine. And my baby's about a year old.
Yeah, but that's a horrible candy.
I did not recommend the white chocolate candy corn.
We posted the chili.
Oh yes,
the chili Frito Papa John's, and that's a real thing.
Yeah, we're gonna do that at some point. I just figured since we're recording so late at night, we didn't need a.
We really need to have a porta potty here because I think that's what's gonna exactly happen to us after we eat that.
We should just steal one from somewhere so I get the authentic experience of resting my balls on someone else's feces. Speaking of resting your balls on feces, we're hitting the halfway mark in the NFL season. Our NFL Picks League is growing like wildfire. We probably have 50,000 to 60,000 players, although I think we still have about 20.
20.
Right now, the winner by far is formerly Fake Don, formerly Fake Me. My tiny penis is crushing everybody.
So your tiny penis
is literally 5 points ahead of everybody else.
So your tiny penis.
Yes. My tiny penis is in your face.
Your tiny penis is in my face with your 5-point lead.
That's right.
This is a terrible wordplay.
I didn't name the team My Tiny Penis because it's not my team.
My tiny penis is really taking it to the top. My tiny penis has really penetrated the league.
See, you're good at this, Tony. You hate it, but you're good at it.
He's smiling because he knows that it's fun.
He was like, that was very, very smart.
My tiny penis is rubbing up against... is rubbing up against everything. I don't even know what that means. I'm done.
Oh, wow.
I am done talking.
Well, I did want to just quickly revisit. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because the show is basically over.
Yeah.
So I'll play some Halloween music to lead us out while we go over this real quick.
Okay. Is this also going to be the exit music?
This is it. This is it for the day. This is our Halloween episode. So we're going to talk football real quick. Highway to the Danger Zone. Highway to the Danger Zone over and over again.
Highway to the Danger Zone. Okay.
So at the beginning of the season, we did our own picks of who would win each division. And most of our picks are pretty dull. We all picked the Patriots. The Patriots are leading their division.
Fantastic.
Not a surprise. The AFC North, our local Ravens in that division. We had Ravens and Steelers, but that division, very tight. Anyone could win that
division.
Very
tight. Could come out of this weekend right now.
We all picked the Colts for the AFC South. They're doing fine, too.
They're
not a concern
well.
There.
I feel like they're like a sleeper. And then the AFC...
The NFC is where we all really went crazy.
Well, what about the AFC East?
AFC West.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
East was all the Pats. We all picked the Pats. They're
we didn't pick a sleeper. We don't have the sleeper picks.
No, not in the AFC. The NFC we did.
Okay.
I picked the Cowboys. Everyone laughed at me. Right now they're 6-2, top of the division. Tony picked the Cardinals as his wild card, and we all laughed. We said it was embarrassing.
Six and one.
They may not be a wild card because they may just win the division.
6-1. They're playing the Cowboys this weekend.
However, you picked the Jets.
That's in the AFC. They're AFC.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
As your wild card pick.
That was the bad pick. They're doing fantastic.
They're really cleaning up. They're better than the Raiders. That says something.
But, you know, I picked them to be my pick for the first overall draft pick of the 2015 NFL draft.
I don't believe we talked about that on the show. It's a good thing you did, though.
What is that? What about the rest of the NFC?
I mean, the rest of it, I picked the Bears. That's a bad pick. But Lions and Packers are not bad picks on you guys' parts. We picked the Saints and Carolina for the NFC South.
Saints are horrible.
Same. Yeah, but they're still one game out of top.
They're playing right now.
I know. I'm not even watching that game.
I mean, yesterday.
Very good.
And the winner is... Insert name here. Wow. So that music's over?
That was it. That was the end of the show.
Oh. So now
when
we
it says
keep...
stop it, we just go right to the end.
Oh, that's so
it.
Oh.
Where the show's over.
That's it?
Yep.
So we're...
That was it.
The show's done?
That's it. One quick Halloween memory. Remember how, like, when we were little in school, we used to have to do, like, the parade, the Halloween parade. I'm not sure if you guys did this, but they'd, like, march you out and take a parade, like, around, like, the perimeter of the school. And it would be, like, all the kids would be dressed up. And I remember I used to go as Dracula, except for I had very poorly...
Oh, no.
I had poorly applied the face makeup. So it was never really even, so I just looked like a mental patient, like a little crazy kid who was poor, clearly, because I couldn't afford good makeup, and it was just ugly. It was an ugly scene.
I used to go as a hobo. My mom used to take a wine cork, and she used to burn the end of it, and that's how you would get, like, the lines under your eyes or anything like that. Like, so instead of using black makeup.
You just want blackface.
Yeah. That's essentially. And who goes a hobo? I mean, were hobos big back in the 80s? I don't know. I feel like I went as a hobo more than one time.
Oh, I wasn't a baseball player, but the baseball outfit was you just took a trash bag, a paper trash bag.
Like I remember they wore those jackets that looked like
and
that.
You cut a hole in the middle, and you just wrote the name of the team across it in marker. And that was my Halloween outfit. That was like 15. Well, there goes another episode of Radio for Winners. We'll leave you with a Halloween treat, a classic for the ages. See you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.